Okay, we got a critical mass. All right, we're ready to go. This is exciting. Okay, so first of all, welcome everybody to Shir. Thank you for coming to learn together. Tonight's learning should be for a zechus for Refuah Shleima for Shendel Devorah Bas Chai Chana, Shaul Reuven Ben Gittel Sasha, and Shamir Ben Penina, Refuah Ben Leah, B'soch Shai Chol Yisrael. And again, we continue to learn for as a zechus for all the Chayalim, the Chatufim and the Cholim and those who've been affected by everything going on in Eretz Yisrael. And we're going to continue to learn and daven to hear Besuros, Tovos, and Yeshuos. It's also in honor of Talia Damsky and Ari Strick, who are getting married tonight. The Damskys are close friends of mine. They're also close friends of the Kolo. They've been coming to the Kin's Night Seder, I would say, probably for 9 years now. So Oren Damsky is a very close friend of the Kolo. And the young couple should build a bias neman b'Yisrael. So the plan is that for the next couple of weeks, we'll learn in Yoni Pesach. I know Rabbi Brand started sending out his sitter snippets. So we're not going to... his sitter snippets? What does he call it? Haggadah snippets? Whatever it is. Seder snippets. I knew there was some sort of alliteration there. So we're not going to be doing in Yoni Haggadah just yet. We'll probably have one closer to Pesach. The plan is that this week, we'll learn a piece about Yitzias Mitzrayim from the Ramban, based on something from the Chalban. And then maybe the next 2 weeks, we'll do something from Rav Schwab related to Pesach. He has a couple beautiful ideas. He has many beautiful ideas related to Pesach. And then maybe some Haggadah highlights, Pesach highlights from the Chassam Sofer. As I was just in New York this past weekend at the YU basketball tournament with a bunch of my students, and I stopped at my parents' house, and there are a lot of beautiful minhagim that Jews have with regards to Pesach. I have a personal minhag that every time I go to my parents within a month to Pesach, I usually steal slash borrow slash take a Haggadah from my father's shelf that he might not be using this year, and I try to use it. So Meretz Hashem will be learning something from the Chassam Sofer's Haggadah. So, okay, now we've got that out of the way. Let's talk a little bit from the Chaban. The Chaban has a piece over here. When he talks about Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim is Yisod Ha'emuna V'Das Elokim. So we have it all shared on the screen here. And we're going to go through it. It's a longer piece. I'm not sure if we'll do it all tonight. I'm not sure how much of it we'll do in general. We might skip around a little bit. But he quotes this. We're going to get into a very, very well-known, I would even say famous, Ramban. He talks about that. Again, it's titled Haderech L'chiyot B'Toda'a Matmedet Et Ha'elokos. A constant consciousness of Elokos, of godliness, how to live with that throughout our lives. And he says like this on the third line, Yitzias Mitzrayim, he shoresh ha'emuna. Very fundamentally, Yitzias Mitzrayim is the root, it's the source, it's the foundation for all emuna. Kol riboy ha-mitzvos b'parsha zo, v'yav b'parsha sachiros, noid kidei l'hashrish amuk b'sochinu, es ha'emuna ha'gdola shel Yitzias Mitzrayim. All of the mitzvos that we have in this week's parsha, referring to parsha's bow, all the mitzvahs referring to carbon or regarding carbon Pesach, everything that we have in the parsha has to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim, and not just specifically to Parshas Bo, but we know that there are many mitzvahs throughout the entire Torah that are Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. I think there are those who say that there are about 32 mitzvahs Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's Kiddush, and there's the Yamim Tovim, and there's Pinyon Aben, and there's Tefillin. There's so many different things that have an aspect or an element of Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. Kol mitzvosecha emuna. The pasuk in Tehillim says, Tzadik b'emunas yichya, emunas yitzias mitzrayim. The emuna that we're referring to, kol mitzvosecha, all of your mitzvos, is emuna, says the Chaban. That's meaning, what does it mean, all of your mitzvos? It's referring to all of these mitzvos have an element or a component of yitzias mitzrayim and the emuna that is noveya, that results from yitzias mitzrayim. Tzarech lahavim, we need to understand. Hamitzvos hein ha'aros elyonos me'od. They're incredibly lofty. Or eloki elyon gonos b'chol mitzvah u'mitzvah u'bishasha anu mekaimim es ha'mitzvos anu shatufim ba'or mi'bayis u'michutz. So these mitzvos come from such a high place. And if a person is connected on a much deeper level, on a much higher level, maybe on a Kabbalistic level, so he understands that there's a certain sense of or that permeates him and maybe suffuses one when they perform a mitzvah. Again, from within and without. Uma or ze poel amak bilibenu, but what does this do? Humemale osanu be'emuna ubhis kashrus bo yisparach. What is the actual result of those mitzvos? So says the Chalban, the result of those mitzvos is that it fills us up with a certain level of amuna, and then necessarily this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who masker es hazikaron ha'amuk ha'chavoy etzel kol Yehudi v'Yehudi. There's a certain, you want to call it a light, there's a certain spark inside of every single Jew. Some people call it the pintaliyad, whatever word you want to call it, but that's deep within a person. Hazikaron shel ha'mefagesh ha'adir b'mitzrayim. The amazing encounter that we had in Mitzrayim, b'geulas olam u'b'niflaot shahayu sham, with the geula that we experienced, with the amazing nisim that we witnessed, everything that we, you know, became as a nation, and the relationship that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as an av and a ben, it all really comes from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kana makom tzatetes hadvarim hanifla'im shel harimban, al mitzvas tefillin, sha'alea omer hakosiv, v'haya la'os al yadcha u'letotafos b'ninecha, ki b'chozek yad hotzianu Hashem yimitzrayim. So he says, and it's worthwhile to chazer the Ramban. And this is really why we're starting with this. Again, we're heading into the Yom Tiv of Pesach, which is all about Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and to recognize how we became a nation. We were taken out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'yad chazaka v'zorah netuya. So I think this is important to go through, you know, for the coming weeks, as this is really the reka, it's the background for everything that we're going to be discussing. And again, there, you know, if you're compiling a top 5, top 10 list of famous Rambans al HaTorah, so this is certainly, you know, probably in the top 3, if not the top 1. Again, there's maybe the Ramban and Kedoshim to you, but then the Ramban's Hakdama by Bereshis, this is definitely, you know, up there as top 3, top 5 famous Rambans, most important Rambans to know. And he says like this, v'hine shorish ha-mitzvah hazos, referring to, again, mitzvah's tefillin, she'neniach ksav yitzias mitzrayim al hayad v'al harosh, we place the ksav of yitzias mitzrayim on the arm, by the heart, and on the rosh, keneged alev v'hamoach she'im mishkanot ha-machshava. So these are really the fundamental sources or places of machshava, v'hine nechta b'parshas Kadesh v'haya kiviyacha b'totafos mipnei ha-mitzvah hazos shenitztavenu behem lasos yisiyas mitzrayim totafos b'ineinenu. Okay, so the parshios relate to this. And he says like this, v'yato omer lecha klal b'ta mitzvos rabos. And we can say that there's a general rule, we can say this rule with regards to many, many mitzvos. Hine me'es at the first line of this paragraph over here. Everyone can see it? That's on the share screen, I hope. Okay. Hine me'es ayos avod azara ba'olam. From the moment that there was Avodah Zarah brought into the world, so then there were going to be deos, there are going to be opinions, there are going to be ideas and ideologies out there that shter emunah. Mehem kofrim be'ikr, v'omrim ki ha'olam kadmon. There are those who are completely kofir be'ikr and say the world was the very beginning. And they'll say there's no such thing as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And there are those who are going to come with a specific yediaso hapratit, and they'll say eicha yada kel. How can you know God? V'yesh deya be'elyon. Is there really something above? Can you prove it? They might understand intellectually. So yeah, maybe that there is a God, but that he's mashkiach al hakol v'yasu adam kidagei hayam shelo yashkiach hakel behem. V'ini moham onesh uschar. Maybe a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Maybe there is such a thing as a God. But people are more or less like fish in the sea. Yeah, does God watch them? Does he care about them? Everyone's kind of doing their own thing. Yomru azav Hashem es aretz. A Kadosh Baruch Hu clicked play kiviyachol and walked away from the world. Ukasha yirtza halokim be'ida o biyachid v'yase imahem mofes b'shinoi min hagosha olam v'tivo. So when a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants be'ida in a congregation or with an individual, and he'll do something, he'll change nature, which is a clear expression. Yizbar lakol bitul hadeos ha'ilu kulam. All of these incorrect and false claims and beliefs and thoughts will fall away. Ki hamofis, where it's bolded, ki hamofis anifla, morash yesh la'olam elokav mi'chad sho. It's clear when you see the nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there's a God running the world. V'yodeu mashkiach v'yachol. And he knows, He's mashkiach, he's paying attention to every single thing. If he yachol, and he has the capacity to do whatever he wants. Kasher yeh hamofis ahu nigzar tchila mipi navi. And when this mofis is kind of called out by a navi first, yizbar mimenu od amitas hanavua. So then we see the veracity of prophecy. Ki daber elokim esa odam v'yigal sodo el avodav hanavim v'tiskayim im zeh haTorah kula. So it's another way to kind of almost like validate or verify. V'lachin on this next page, v'lachin yomru hakasa b'mofsim l'man teida ki ani Hashem b'kerev ha'aretz. L'man teida, so that you should know ki ani Hashem b'kerev ha'aretz, in the midst of the land lehoros al ha'hashkacha ki lo azav osa l'mikrim kedaitam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not leaving us at any point. He's not closing his eyes. He's not taking a nap. He's not distracted by his phone. He's watching the entire time. That's number one. V'amar, number two, l'man teida ki l'Hashem ha'aretz. The entire land, the entire world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that teach us? L'horos al-hachidush. Ki heim shelo shibara me'ayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, yesh me'ayin. The whole entire world is His. So we have hashkach and we have chidush. V'amar, and it also says, b'avor teida ki in kamoni b'chol ha'aretz. Nothing is like me in the entire world. L'horos al-hayecholes, says the Ramban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only created the world anew, and continues to create the world anew. He's mashkiach and everything, he's watching over everything. And now, another level is he has the yecholas, he can do. Shehu shalit bakol. In ma'akev biyado, nothing can stop him from doing what he wants to do. Ki b'chol zeh, hayu ha-mitzriyim, machishim, o mistafkim. Either they were coming to say we're anti this, or they were misupak about it, they were unsure. Im kein ha-osos v'hamovsim ha-gedolim, idim ne'emonim be'amunah ha-borei ba-torah, kula. So now, the amazing miracles in Nisim that occurred in Mitzrayim are there as a sense of edus. They give testimony. They testify to the notion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His ability to do all these different things. Fine. Says the Ramban, Ubavorki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yase osu mofes b'chol dor le'ini kol rasha o kofer. Aye, we live in a time period. And every single generation subsequent to Yetzias Mitzrayim lived really with, you know, again, you can go through Tanakh a little bit, but post-Tanakh at least for sure. So not every single generation experienced open miracles. And there have always been people who've doubted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore what happens? Says the Rabban, Yitzava Osanu, Shinase Tamed Zikaron Va'os La'asher Ra'o Einenu. So now we, the future generations, not just have an achrayis, but we have a command to do things that are zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. V'natik hadavar el b'neinu, u'b'neihem l'v'neihem, u'b'neihem l'dora acharon. And now every single subsequent generation has a chiyuv to continue to pass on these memories. V'hechmir ma'od b'inyan hazeh. And this is not stam. This is very, very chamor. It's very, very important. A person who eats chametz and a person who doesn't do the karm pesach, there's a chiyuv karis. We have it written inside the mezuzah. And we're supposed to mention it. Emes v'yatziv de'orais, the Gemara in Brachos says. Mimashikosov l'man tiskor. Says the Ramban, we have all these different mitzvos. We have tefillin. You have achilas matzah. You have karban pesach. You have mezuzah. You have, you know, tefillah in the morning and night. Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. All these different mitzvos. You have a sukkah. Everything. So many mitzvos. We said 32. Easy to remember the number. Leave, because we're supposed to internalize it. V'yedata hayom v'ashevosa el levavecha. That's referring to the mitzvah, maybe, I don't know if this is 100% pshat, but to internalize this idea, the idea of Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability and how He's watching over everything, is mechadish b'chol yom tamid. V'chein kol kayotzi behen mitzvos rabos zeich l'tzias Mitzrayim. So okay, we have all these mitzvos. Why? V'hakol yos lanu b'chol hadoros edos b'movsim shelo yishtachu. So we shouldn't forget what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And there should never chas v'shalom for a moment. There should never be a moment where someone can say and cause us to doubt whether or not there is an HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hakone mezuzah bezuz echad v'kava b'pischo v'niskavim b'inyana Kvar hoda bechidish olam. You buy a mezuzah and you hang it up. You're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I believe in your ability to be mechadish olam. I believe in your yediyah sabori v'hashkachaso. V'gam benevuah, and I believe in the Nevi'im. V'hemin b'chol pinot ha-Torah, and I believe in every single corner of the Torah, every single inch of the Torah. Milvad shehode shechasar abore gadol meor al osei ritzono. Besides the fact that I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do great things for those who are osei ritzono. Shotziano me oso avdos lechirus v'kavod gadol l'zchus avosinu hachafetzim b'yir hashemo. And we see what happens to people who believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the Jewish people. And therefore, says the Ramban, Ulefichach amru, hevizar b'mitzvah kala kibachamura. The Mishnah Avos says, do every single mitzvah carefully. Doesn't matter if it's quote-unquote a light mitzvah, an easy mitzvah. Doesn't matter if it's a stringent, it's a chamardika mitzvah. Shekulan chamudot v'chavivot me'od. They're all precious. They're all beloved. Shebechol shah adam moda behen le'elokav. Because every single time you do a mitzvah, you're saying, I necessarily believe in a what? I believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This might be, parenthetically, a nice parallel to the Ramban. There's a machlokas, a relatively well-known machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether or not there is a mitzvah to have a munah. The Rambam writes in a Sefer HaMitzvos that there is a mitzvah to believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban, on his hasagos of the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, writes that there is no such thing as a mitzvah of a munah. Why not? Because it's the background for everything. The moment you do a mitzvah, you're saying, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a prerequisite for Kol HaTorah Kula. So you're saying here, Shebechol Sha Adam Moda Behen Lelokav, every single time you do a mitzvah, you're saying, I believe that there's a God. The Kavanah is called a mitzvah, Shenamin Belokinu. The Kavanah, right? The fundamental, the underlying and overarching Kavanah of every single mitzvah is, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'no De'ilav Shehu Barano. And I believe that He was the one who created us. The kavana sayitzira, and this was the kavana for the creation. She'in lanu tam acher biyitzira harishona. I have no other maybe purpose except for what? To testify to Kadosh Baruch Hu and fulfill His will. And he says like this, the third to last line: v'kavanos romumos hakol b'tfilos v'kavanos bati knesios v'zchus tfilas harabim zehu shi'el livnei adam makom shi'is kavtsu v'yodu. We gather together in shuls, in bati midrashos and bati knesios, to be moded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He is the one who takes care of the Jewish people. He's Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. U'min anisim ha-gedolim, skipping to the next paragraph, ha-mufor samim, adam moda benisim ha-nistarim shehim yisor ha-Torah kula. Says the Ramban, what happens? Rav Sacks, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Yonason Sacks Shlita quotes this in many of his svarim that have to do with the holidays. Min anisim ha-gedolim, when we testify and we highlight the nisim gedolim hamefursamim, the amazing miracles, such as Yitzias Mitzrayim, so adam moda benisim hanistarim shem yisod haTorah kula. When a person focuses on the amazing things, the overt miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it'll cause us to pause and think about all the amazing things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that we maybe take for granted on every given day. She'in la'adam chilek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu ad she'namin b'chol devreinu. When we pause and reflect and we begin to realize that there's no such thing as, quote, teva in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up everything. The fact that the sun rises and the sun sets every single day is miraculous. But we're so used to it, so we don't think about it. The fact that we wake up in the morning with all of our memories, with the correct neshama in the morning. I was just talking to someone in YU this weekend. We were discussing how it's almost like if you've seen the movie Inside Out, where, the memories all go back and we go to sleep, our neshamas go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aneshmosina hapakudos lach, it's mesurim biyadecha. I remember I heard from one of our Rebbeim, Rav Eitan Schnau, when I was in 10th grade in MTA, but I remember it so clearly, the imagery was so powerful. Ha mesurim biyadecha, if you've ever been to a bar bat mitzvah or a wedding, and the waiter is carrying all those plates or all those cups in that bus tray, whatever it is, if he or she were to tilt her hand a little bit, all of the plates, all of the cups would come crashing down. They tilt it in the other direction, all come crashing down. They have to be so careful. Our lives are in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. If He wants, He can tilt it ever so slightly. One way or the other, and everything can come crashing down. The fact that we're still here, it's an amazing miracle. The fact that I wake up in the morning with my neshama and my memories and my predispositions and my midos and not someone else's is amazing. But we take it for granted because that's just what we're used to. Says the Ramban, we can get to a point of recognizing that everything is Yad Hashem. Bein b'ram, bein b'yachid. Elim yaseh ha-mitzos yatzichinu scharo. V'im yavur aleihem yachriseinu onsho. Okay, so there's going to be a direct, consequence of either fulfilling the mitzvos or not. And he says like this. Says the Chabban now. Zeh yisod gadol ma'od ma'od. This tremendous yisod. And it's such an awesome chap in the Ramban. It's such a beautiful way of explaining it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotza kol pam mechadish lasos nis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to continuously perform, quote-unquote, amazing miracles. Hu yachol bevadai lihilachim bekfira bekach. Every time a person doubts a Kaddish Baruch Hu, he could get zapped with lightning and it wouldn't be a problem for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotza lelechas b'derech hazo, ela bachar lelechas b'derech acheres. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a different plan. HaRamban melamed osanu shaKadosh Baruch Hu amar lanu b'mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Jewish people, Tishma, Chevra, listen up. HaKshav ani mara lecha es hakol. I'm going to show you everything. I'm going to pull back the curtain and everyone's going to see Yad Hashem. Eich ani sholei pa'olam. And we know we've seen the Mefarshim, we've seen Divrei Torah, beautiful Divrei Torah on the Eser Makos and how each one of the Makos is Mida Keneged Mida and it showed a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shlita in different elements in different areas in the world. And the Teva says the Chaban, Hashem is saying it's all me. Mikan ve'ilich tavin levad. Right now you'll be able to see it all. But from now on, you guys will just understand it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu someich aleinu v'omer lanu mikan ve'ilich ani mistater. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, yeah, Yitzias Mitzrayim, this is all me. But moving forward, Chevra, it's on you. It's going to be dependent on us to continuously be maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim and tell the next generation what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, as his shutfim, to pass on this Mesorah, and to teach our children about the Amuna we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for the Jewish people. Bibchina Mukhshit, in a very real way. Nira Kivi Yachol Sha'olam Soter Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look around the world, so it's easy to almost a degree to close your eyes and say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here. Im Adam Mistakel Ba'ofan Mukhshi, if you look in a physical way, Nira Sha'Kadosh Baruch Hu Lunimtsin Ba'olam. Nir Shah Olam Kimin Hago Nohek. The world just goes as it is. O Moser Biyadayim Shal Umba Bisha Chavirim Shalo. The world just continues to go. Ava Be'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'anegu Mo'vil HaSakol HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directing and guiding and leading the charge. Hu Yisbarach Sumich Aleinu. What an awesome chap. It's like the most empowering Ramban in the world. Says the Chaban HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trusting us to teach everybody about Amunah. To be an Or L'Gayim, whatever that means. If you look up the Pasuk, to be an Or L'Gayim, it's to show everybody HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melocho La'aretz Kivodo is a charge for us to say, how can we be Mar B'Kvod Shemayim in this world? How can we continue to be Mechazik, not just our own Amunah, but others around us? And then to pass on that Amunah to the next generation. What's this word? Catastrophe, leteva. This happens all the time. We understand. We'll read this one more time. Unavonim ba'ofan shehu yochal, yuchal. La'asos pam achas. He can do one thing, one time in history. Leteva. In a way, shalom nishar zecher l'teva. U'misham ve'ilich navin levad, and we'll understand. Tzarech lahavin kama HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so meich aleinu. Should be underlined and highlighted a million times. Simu lev l'nekuda zo. Pay attention to this, chevra. Zeha yesod shel kol ha-Torah kula. Wow. This is it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so meich aleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu relies on us. Sha'anachnu al-yidei avoda atzmit shel amuna penimit. Michel Hisbonenus, through thinking about Amun in a real way, through contemplation and reflection, bechachma bina v'das ubesipor yitzias Mitzrayim, and to talk about what happened, not just to contemplate it, not just to think about the world and where we can see maybe Yad Hashem in the world, but to actually think, and not just read, but, excuse me, not just think, but to read it and analyze it and talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Necha kol zman b'toda'a Shakadosh Baruch Hu movil sa'olam b'chol prad u'prad. U'letzorech Shakadosh Baruch Hu nasan lanu es kol ha-mitzvos b'parsha zo. All the mitzvos that we have in Parshas Bo, all the mitzvos surrounding Yitzias Mitzrayim, all come back to this one yesod of having us strengthen our own emunah and passing on that emunah and recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somech on us to do that. That's the Ramban and that's the taish of the Chalban of this Ramban. So let's read a little bit more. We have a couple more minutes. At the end of the Parsha, we get the mitzvah HaChodesh Zeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim. HaMitzvah HaMerkazit Kan Hi HaChodesh Zeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim Rishon Hu Lechem L'Chodeshi Hashana. Mazeh Rosh Chodesh. What does it mean we have Rosh Chodesh? It's like a funny mitzvah. What's happening here? So the Sfas Emes writes in several places that Rosh Chodesh is all about Chiddush. L'shemesh halo ein aliyah v'yirida. Yimos hachama nikram shana. Milashon shona v'holech. The sun comes up, the sun comes down, the sun doesn't change. And that's what we have, the solar calendar kind of just goes. Harego matmid, b'li shinoi, it just keeps on going. Hashemesh, miftar es hamayim, I think it's maimadim, miyamdim, sha'olam hazeh, dor holech, v'dor ba, v'haretz, la'olam omedes from Koheles. Machzoriot kevua. When we think about the sun, I think the pasuk says in Koheles, ein chadosh tachas hashemesh. There's nothing new. There's no newness under the sun. It's all the same. The world has a certain level of keva. And teva, we'll call it. V'hayareyach over here, hu maimar ha-chiddush. But the sun, excuse me, the moon, represents the koach of chiddush in the world, renewal and reinvigoration, revitalization. Shana zeh milashon shoneh, but chodesh is milashon chiddush. Rosh chadashim amar asfas emes ikir hamashmoed ha-amuka shal rosh chodesh hi lelamed otanu sha'am Yisrael yachol latzeis mikvul ta'olam u'lehizchadesh. The very first thing we're commanded as a nation is that we can always renew ourselves. We can constantly be changing. We don't have to be stuck in our ways. We don't have to revert back to our old ways. It doesn't matter what I did yesterday, and honestly, it doesn't even matter what I did an hour ago. We believe in the koach of Chiddush, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to imbue upon us, press upon us. B'chol yom v'yom yu b'einecha kechadashim. Hatakam baboker v'oses oso davar sha'atit etmo. Sha'asita etmo. Holech l'bis k'neses mispal v'lo me Torah. Holech l'avoda. Everything looks exactly the same. Anachnu mitzavim l'haskel kol pa'am mechadosh l'his chadish. You go to daven, and you go to learn, and you do everything that you're doing every single day. Klapei chutz, it might look like the same exact avoda, but if we think about it, if we think about it in a real, meaningful, panimi kind of way, we have the ability to infuse a certain sense of chiddush into every single thing we do. Hamechadish b'tuvo b'chol yom tamid ma'asev reishis, and it's like a kiyum almost of halachta b'drachav, to continuously renewing ourselves. I once heard that, I don't know if I saw this in a Musar Sefer, I heard it once from in a shmuz from one of my rebbeim, but when you take your three steps forward and you take your three steps back, so those should be two different people taking those steps. If you pause and think that I'm about to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then that should be a transformative experience. And by the time you take your three steps back, you should be a different person. Either words are the same. I remember when I was in YU many years ago, I was in a vod and one of the chevra giving vod challenged us that in every single modem, you should think of one thing to be thankful for. But every single modem has to be a different thing. And then he said like that, I clearly remember what he said. And he said like, it was so stark. He said, and if you're having trouble finding something to be thankful for, please come see me. We should, and it could be a million different things that we have going on in our lives. But we take so many things for granted. But to pause for a second and think, what is Hashem giving me in my life? How can I be thankful? That's one way to infuse our Shmona Esrei with a certain sense of chiyus and chiddush. But the idea here is to recognize that we can be different every single moment. And let's read maybe one more paragraph over here. He quotes from the Balatanya in the Shari Yichud Vamuna, La'olam Hashem Devarcha Nitzav Vashemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words stand in Shemayim. Devar Hashem Nitzav Vashemayim. V'chol rega v'rega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechaye es ha'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly renewing the world. Hamabat shal am Yisrael tzarech li'os kezeh. And our outlook, our hashkaf as chayim needs to be the same thing. Shem ani roa achshav es hakos omed es po. I see this cup standing here. Ze b'chlal lo muvan me'ilav she'od shniya hu gam kein tiyek kacha. It's not just because it was there a second ago. Ulaihi tit ada o te alim. It could evaporate. It could disappear. It could be hidden. Ze shihi nisheret kach ze inu muvan me'ilav. The fact that it remains here doesn't mean anything. It's not muvan me'ilav. Ani medaber achshav mipnei shiyish bi chiyus. I'm speaking because there's a sense of chiyus here. Ve'ze lo omer she'od shniya ehayakein. Something was mechaya this thing. Ha'olam kula hu kamo pina shemeir al merakia. It's this thing that's lighting. It's a lantern that's lighting up the entire sky. Ve'ata ro es ma shebemerakia b'masach. But there's a certain masach. Often there's this curtain. Ze omer she'od shniya yamshichu hadvarim shebemasach laofia alav. Im od rega lo ye chashmal hako ya'alim bivas achas ben rega. He's giving the example, maybe I'm mistranslating the markiya in the sense of the rakia, but maybe it means in the there's a what's it called what's the word? I'm twisting my hands here. A light bulb, maybe, right? So the light bulb's in the ceiling. Okay, so there's electricity, gevalt. And if the electricity gets cut off, so all of a sudden there's no more light. So in a way, it's mecha. How do we view what's going on around us? We take it for granted that there's light. In a second, it could be shut off. The electricity can be turned off. We won't have any light. V'chol rega v'rega shorom al hamasach. Eino mikoach harega shekodom lo ela bizchus ze'achshav sheyesh chashmal. The fact that there's light coming out of this light bulb right now isn't because there was light coming out of it a second ago. It's because my electricity is still on. Hayitachen, my electricity got cut off. All of a sudden, I would have no more light here. Kach ba'olam, the same thing is true in the world. Yesh shefa shel chayim elokim. There's a certain shefa, there's a certain... I never found a great English word for shefa. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mashpia. Shemekayimim es ha'olam kol rega. Hapela hagadol hu shakadosh baruch hu bores olam beufan shinir kiilu kol rega miskayim mikoach harega sheilafonov. The crazy thing is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up in a way in which every single second would be as if it was just because it was before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a world in which he's kind of taking himself out of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bocher livro es haolam kol rega mechadosh v'nir shekol rega bonoi al harega hakodem. And anachnu regilim zeh kokach, and we're used to that. Yoshvim v'choshvim shakol kiyim be'ofan tivi. And we view it as if, this is the normal thing, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh betuva b'chol yom tamid mas bereishis. Zeh ha'todaa shel rosh chodesh, ha'chodesh hazeh lechem, rosh chodeshim. This is what it's all about. He says like this, kol sefer bereishis ha'olam haya b'matzav shel shemash, it's teva. Ar ha'chodesh hazeh lechem, rosh chodeshim, hu misamal es ha'hisnotitzos, this spark. This inspiration as ikir hachidish she'am Yisrael bala hagid olam. What are we supposed to do? She'olam lo muvan me'ilav. Ha'olam is chadesh b'chol eis. Biglal she'kadosh baruch hu nimtza bo. U'mahava oso b'chol eis me'ha'ayin hagamor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the world and he says, I'm creating it new every single moment. That's our avoda. We're gonna pause here. Maybe we'll pick up with this and finish it next week, but it's such a powerful idea. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu relies upon us to pass this idea on to the next generation. I think I've quoted this in the past, but it reminds me very much of this idea that the Chaban is bringing out, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so meichaleinu. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos says, a well-known machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rashbi, how much a person should be learning and how much a person should be working. And the Gemara says there that according to Rashbi, a person should be learning all day long. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's maybe a little bit more balanced approach. The earner learner, as maybe they're told to look for in seminaries or something like that. But okay, fine. Anyway, so Rashbi says, I don't understand. If a person is being chorish b'shas charisha and he's zoreya b'shas zoriya, so he's you know plowing in the time to plow and he's planting in the time of planting and he's harvesting in the time of harvesting. So Torah ma teheyaleha. What's going to be with the Torah? Now Rav Moshe Shapira asked the following question. He said, why is that the Gemara's Kasha? It shouldn't say Torah Mateh Aleha, it should say Adam Mateh Aleha. What's going to be with the person? If I never learned Maseches Menachos, Menachos is going to be fine. Stromer is just not going to know Menachos. If I don't learn, I don't know, Hilchos Bishul Akum, so Bishul Akum is fine in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not changing. I just don't know Bishul Akum. So why does the Gemara say Torah Mateh Aleha? So Zakhtar of Moshe Shapira says, tell a beautiful Vart. He says, because if a person, if we don't spend time learning Torah, so Torah, who's going to be, what's going to be with the Torah? Who's going to go out into the world and show people what the Torah is? Who's going to go show people what it means to live a life al pi Torah? Who is going to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world? Torah Mateh Aleha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us. And that's what the Ramban is saying. The Chaban is pointing out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach, he's HaKol Yochel, and he's Mechadesh Betuvo, every single moment. That's all learned from Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we don't have all of these Nisim Beniflos happen in every single generation. And it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to partner with us, and he wants us to pass it on to people around us and to the next generation to remind everybody, to let them know that we heard this from our parents, we heard it from their parents, and we can go back. And we know everything that happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we're going to continue to pass it on because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be active partners in that Mesorah. We're literally partnering with him. He's saying, he's handing us the baton. And we're the ones who are supposed to continue that race. And hopefully we do that with such a koach, with such a passion as Slavos, that will continue to be, you know, Marbe Kvod Shemayim. And hopefully we'll see a time where we have a real Melocho Laretz Kevodah and we can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui Shechina in a very, very real way. So we'll hold it here. And Amir Tzeshema, I hope to see everybody next week.